Today's podcast is thanks to CQ University's MBA for the rest of us. Be about the new business world, not the old school tie. Delivered entirely online with no assessment deadlines, at CQ Uni, you can get a full qualification from $7,000. Search Be Different MBA.
Overnight, there could be a bit of history made in the United States because Facebook could become the first trillion-dollar company in US history. At the moment, Apple is worth $935 billion. But after its latest profit and sales results came out last night for the third quarter, the share price in aftermarket trading jumped by 3%. Alex Pollock is the chief executive of Loftus Peak. We spoke to him about Facebook last week. Here now talking about Apple, and this is a significant contrast in performance, you'd have to say, Alex.
Undoubtedly, Ross, this is good on every level, this result.
So give me the idea as to why people have been so convinced that this is such a spectacular result for Apple. The iPhone sales were higher, the revenues were higher, everything seems to be going well when people were concerned that it might have been off a bit.
Look, it's really simple. They produced that super premium iPhone 10. It's not necessarily to everyone's taste, but it's to a segment of the market's taste. Total iPhone sales were only up 1%, but because that phone has gone from being a $600 phone to a $1,000 phone, US dollars, the average selling price for the iPhones went from $600 to over $700 US dollars in the period. And that drove a 17% rise in revenue. And that's what it's all about. Apple is fielding a phone in every category. And at the super premium end of the market, this iPhone 10, there is a big enough market for people that want that, and they satisfy that market, and that's what drove the numbers.
Okay, now I know it's only a valuation, but it is kind of important because if you go back to, say, for example, people were thinking about Microsoft or Cisco systems in the late 1990s going through $1 trillion. They didn't make it. But now it would seem with Apple, right now, $935 billion. You got Amazon worth $870 billion. Alphabet, the Google owner, worth $845 billion. It's only a matter of time before one of these companies goes through that $1,000 billion valuation mark.
I think that's 100% right. Apple, in fact, in my view, is the cheapest of those companies. I know that that's a funny word to use in conjunction with a company that's valued at almost $1,000 billion, but it's on a lower multiple than Telstra, if you can believe that. And really, it looks incredibly well supported. As you said, it was up 3% in the aftermarket last night. I wouldn't be surprised if it was up a couple more. I'm not sure it will actually make the $1 trillion mark tonight, but it might just close 1% below in the end. It's a very, very strong result.
I tell you what, it's good to have you on the program. Alex Pollock, the chief executive of Loftus Peak, which specialises in technology investment, especially in the United States. And also, Huawei has overtaken Apple in this last quarter to become the world's second largest smartphone vendor. They're both behind Samsung, of course.
This podcast for Park and Fly's Undercover Airport Parking. Enter promo code RADIO for a 20% discount during August when you park for 2 days or more. T's and C's apply.